USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The director of the CDC says the more contagious variant of the coronavirus first identified in the UK could be the dominant strain here in the United States by March. Currently, about 4% of COVID cases in the U.S. are caused by the UK variant. Dr. Eric Choi-Pena is the director of global health at Norwell Health in Staten Island, and he tells CBS News that it's almost inevitable that a more contagious strain would become dominant, which is why vaccination efforts are so important.
Yeah, I think the message is pretty clear. You know, we need to continue getting shots in arms, vaccinate as many people as quickly as possible, for as long as we possibly can, and then maintain the social distancing, mask wearing, and other guidelines that have worked against the other variants. You know, this is an eventuality, I think, that a more contagious strain will become dominant. That's how viruses work. But how big a peak is in March or how big our epidemic is really is dependent on how serious we take the next few weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Defense officials are working to figure out how much longer National Guard troops will remain in the nation's capital. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McLean is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here. And we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
The representative speaking there on Fox and Friends.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Lawmakers continue to work on a COVID relief package, with President Biden's $1.9 trillion proposal being pushed into the budget reconciliation process. The president has said that he doesn't believe a measure in the package to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive that reconciliation process, but some in Congress say that they're trying to get it passed. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the wage hike is something that the American people want, and tells CNN he's confident Congress can get it done.
The $15 minimum wage was included in the House bill. We are going to make our case, and this is enormously complicated. I won't bore anybody with Senate rules here. But we are going to make our case to the parliamentarian that we absolutely believe that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour is consistent with the rules of the Senate and the reconciliation process. And I believe, look, when you have half of the people in this country living paycheck to paycheck, when all over this country you are having workers trying to survive on $9 or $10 an hour or even less than that, the American people want, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, want to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour. It is popular. It is what the people want. It is what justice demands. So I'm going to fight as hard as I can. And I believe that we will succeed in including the minimum wage in the reconciliation bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.